curtain slides open and it's Drake.
No way.
And I said, whoa. He was like, oh, my bad. I was like, no, you good. Come on, I'm done. He was like, oh, okay. I was like, nigga, you take a picture with you. You ain't took a picture this whole time. Crush on it. Got a crush on it. Got a crush on it. Crush on it. Got a crush on it. Got a crush on it. Crush on it.
Hello, guys. I'm your host, Lola Clark, and this is Uncensored LA, where we talk to some of your favorite entertainers while taking a sip or two, because you already know, here we get real, we get LA, and we get uncensored. All right. Well, today I am honored to be with the amazing Candace Wakefield.
What's up?
Yeah, so Candace Wakefield, she is a 5-time Grammy-nominated vocalist. She's worked with Kendrick Lamar, Omarion, Nicki Minaj, and so many other amazing music artists. She also has her own hat line, which we are going to get into in the interview, okay? Because I'm loving these hats. I need one.
Yes, let's go.
And she's also worked on some amazing projects. She has a project out called 1993 Camaro, which we're also going to speak about. Mm-hmm. But welcome, Candace.
What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Yes, how are you?
All right. I'm happy to be here.
I know. I'm so excited. Okay, so before we get into the show, we have to get into these drinks.
Okay.
This is called the 1993 Camaro, just for you. It's so cute.
And I love the hat, you guys. Come on.
Cheers.
Today's drink is the 1993 Red Camaro. First, we're going to start with some fresh red strawberries. We're going to go ahead and muddle that with the hot honey. This is going to release all of that fresh strawberry juice. You want to give it a good muddle. Make sure you get all of that incorporated. Then we're going to add some zesty lime juice. Then we're going to add Grand Marnier. This is an orange liqueur from France. And last but not least, the star of the show, tequila. We're gonna go ahead and add that in as well. We're gonna give this a dry shake. We don't want the honey to stick to the glass. Shake it up. Make sure you savor every drop. Then we're gonna go ahead and add our ice. There you go. And top your drink. And because she is such a diva, with the hat game, we had to up our garnish game with a nice hat. This, my friends, is the 1993 Camaro.
When they said she liked tequila, I said, ew. That's my girl. So I'm really happy to make this. It's red for your red Camaro. We had to put a little strawberries in there. We got some hot honey because of those vocals. Hey, some little lime zest for the zesty girl that you are. And we had to add some tequila. So I hope you like it. And hats off to you. Custom garnish. What? Hats off.
Can we toast? Yes.
I appreciate that. Cheers to the first episode
of Uncensored LA with the amazing Candace Wakefield.
Woo! Let's go!
Oh my gosh, this is so good.
Yes,
amazing.
This is amazing.
Do you like it?
It's so good. Absolutely.
All right, so let's get started. Well, first, I want to say thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Because you are just amazing. You've worked with so many amazing artists. You're so positive. I checked out your Instagram and your TikTok, and you spread so much light and love, and it's just amazing. So, hat off, because we need to get into your hat line. Can you tell us more about the message behind your hat? How you got started?
All right. So I wanted to stand out, you know, so something told me, oh, just try some pink. I had paint at the house, and I just started to splatter paint, and I started wearing them, and people would ask me, oh, my God, where'd you get your hat? And I'm like, I made them myself. And they're like, oh, do you have a store? Can we purchase them? And I'm just like, no, I kind of just did it for me, you know what I'm saying? And that became a thing since 2014. I've been doing it.
Wow.
So it became a part of my brand, you know, standing out, you know what I'm saying? And it's for the exclusive.
I love that.
Those who know who they are.
Yes. And I was going to get into that, like, you being in the music industry and being around so many music artists, how do you stay true to yourself? Because it's hard out here.
It is. You know, I truly believe it's your upbringing. Had a beautiful mother, beautiful grandmother, beautiful father, beautiful upbringing to where they instilled that in me early. You know what I'm saying? So as I got older and started to experience life, and you stray away, you know what I'm saying? You realize that upbringing is actually what you need to be doing to get you where you need to go. You know what I'm saying? So that's honestly what I, you know, cheers and toast to my mother, my grandmother, rest in peace, you know, my upbringing, you know what I'm saying? And experiencing so many other people in darkness and ugliness in the industry. Who wants to be that?
Yeah.
You know, that might get you somewhere for a time,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to go somewhere long-term, permanently on God's, you know, timing and the destiny that God has for me. So God is light, so then I have to exude light as well.
I love
right?
that. And I see perfect. The light. I see the light.
I ain't perfect.
You are the light. You are
so
the star.
My intentions,
yes.
You know, are to walk with light. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what God, you know, and my parents and instilled in me. You know?
I love that. Yeah, because on TikTok, I've seen that, you know, you're always sharing positive. I'm a very positive person as well. Mm-hmm. So when I see, like, positivity and just good intentions, like when you make those videos on your TikTok about, you know, being a good person, having, you know, great affirmations and positive affirmations, like what would be one piece of advice that you could tell your supporters if that was the only piece of advice you could give? Because you give a lot of good advice. I'm like, shoot, I need to write this down.
Something I live by. Your character will get you further than your gift ever will. How you treat people, how you come across. You know what I'm saying? You can be the most talented person in the world, but your attitude, the energy you give off, most times we feel people's energy before we say a word to them.
You're right.
You can feel a negative energy, you know, but we all have our days, but how are you carrying that when you go around other people?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So your character, you know.
Yeah,
be a good person, be kind, be generous, you know what I'm saying? Be more thoughtful of others instead of yourself in the sense of what energy you're giving.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? In the moment.
I agree.
You know, so that's kind of what I live by.
I love that. So, okay, let's get into the music because your vocals are everything. And I'm not going to lie, I'm like, oh my gosh, I watched the Def Jam video.
Oh, wow.
And I would watch that video so much to, like, copy your vocals.
What?
Because you killed
that's
it.
Crazy.
Like, it really gave what it was supposed to be.
What was that? The, Big Girl Sing
yes!
Better.
Yes!
Damn, that's throwback.
That's a throwback. I was watching that because I always used to watch the videos. I'm like, oh my God, like that video really stuck out to me because you gave me the goosebumps. I was like, oh my God.
I think everybody in there was shocked because they look at me and think I'm a rapper or something. That's what I get all the time. And then when I sing, people are like,
whoa. They're like, wow.
That's crazy.
So, okay, 1993 Camaro.
Yes.
I know that this was a really, really, you know, this project was super important to you.
Yes.
So can you tell us more about the message behind it and, you know, what you put in to create this project?
Yes. It's that important to me that I hadn't put out an album since.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how it still resonates with me today and so many other people because it's so relatable in a general sense. You know what I'm saying? But just struggle.
Yeah.
Passion. You know what I'm saying? Wanting to make it for the family, you know what I'm saying? And help to be able to help other people, to help myself, and just putting so much time and effort into everybody else in the industry. You're wondering, when is my break? I'm talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving, I'm pouring, I'm watering. And it's like, okay, God, am I like, you know, giving into dead ground or dead soil? Like, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? So this album was therapy for me, talking to myself, God speaking to me through the songs to encourage me and to encourage others in my situation. Yeah, I have all the accolades. Yeah, I have this, but I don't have it all together.
Yeah.
Everything is not going the way that you may think it is. You know what I'm saying? People think, oh, you're a 5-time Grammy Award winning vocalist. This is that. You got this. You got that. You got all that. And it's like, who told you that?
Yeah.
You know, did the accolade come with a handbook that said, in order to get this, you already got to have made it or be on top or have all the things in the world, the money, the cars? No. You know what I'm saying? That's the work paying off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those different accolades and things that I have been a reality check to me to continue to stay grateful and a place of gratitude. So that album also, you know, talks about that as well. You know
I
what I'm saying?
That.
But just the real struggles of somebody from Inglewood, California, who grew up in the hood, you know, who's trying to come up and also appreciating everything that I'm going through in life, but just voicing it, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it real for those who don't really know the truth and need to know, you know what, that's me too. I could do it too, you know what I'm saying?
So I love that. Yeah, I listened to one of your songs and on that project, and one of my favorites was What Are We? Yes, because I recently just got out of a relationship, so like, what was the message behind that song?
Well, that song isn't on the project. That's a single. Years after, but What Are We? Straight up, I tell all my business and my music. So if you want to know what I'm doing with a relationship or in life, you can listen to my music and you're like, okay, but what are we? I was questioning because I'm like, girl, we've been together all this time. What are we doing? Like, I'm trying to be in a relationship. You don't want to be in a relationship. Then when I'm like, forget it, you're like, let's do it. So it's just too much back and forth, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I was questioning, like, are we lovers? Are we friends? Are we homies? Because, like, if we're not together, you can't be putting all these stipulations or rules on me now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what are we?
That's Virgo energy right here. What are we?
For real. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that was basically that.
Okay.
You know,
I love that.
Real life, you know what I'm saying?
And speaking of, like, what are we, like, I feel like in this generation, people aren't straight up. Like, they don't know what they want. Exactly. They're just all over the place. It's like, you know, one foot in, one foot out. But speaking of that era, which is Gen Z, do you feel like the Gen Z music has gotten worse or better?
I don't like to judge in that area, but I just know as time goes by, things are changing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a different sound. Everybody has a different talent, and they have a different way that they express it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say it's good or bad, but I just say that I do miss those timeless records, those feel-good records that you can go to 20 years ago and now 20 years later, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, those type of records feel really, really, really good, but there's an audience for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I just know I'm going to keep making what I know feels good to me and my audience, you know, but it's also a true message of what I'm delivering. It's something that I'm really going through, you know, and I'm vulnerable enough to share it, you know, and I just want the world to be pleased and the world to be not even pleased, but touched, you know.
Cheers to that. Cheers to that. I love. Pia, this drink is amazing. This drink is literally amazing. Okay, so. Speaking of, you know,
take that honey.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That honey.
Let's go.
I need that.
Okay.
Okay, so to get back into what feels good for you and, you know, just being you and feeling comfortable, you know, as an artist, you can record at the studio.
Yes.
But where do you feel like you record best? Because I did see on your Instagram you were at a lake or something.
Oh yeah, so I started recording in my car. That's why the 1993 Camaro album exists. Recorded the entire album in my car and wrote it. I always go out there and spend hours in my car, you know, working, you know what I'm saying? Because it was just like a refuge, a spiritual place for me, like, to be able to just let out all my feelings. And then it also gave the acoustics out of me.
Yeah,
without having to pay no engineer.
For real.
Go pay for no studio. I can do this myself.
But you know? That means you engineer yourself.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Wow. So at this point now, I still have my 93 Camaro, which is a story behind that, why I'm back in the 93 Camaro. But I love recording at studios as well. Wherever I'm called to go, when I'm working specifically with an artist,
right,
I'm in the studios. But I was out at the lake last night.
I love that.
In Long Beach.
I really love that.
I just wanted a vibe. And it was so freaking hot. And I'm like, I got to go outside. Best friend, you want? Let's go to the beach.
For real.
Let's go chill. I'll bring my computer. You're like, yeah, let's go. So we just went out and we sat at the rocks, you know what I'm saying? I was producing and we were just vibing out to the beats, you know?
I love that.
You know, it really works. I want a lot of independent artists and people in general to know that you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money on the studio and all this different types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a MacBook. You get you a good microphone, good quality mic. I have a Shure mic. That's something I just recently upgraded to, you know what I'm saying? Because it blocks out the noise around you. So you can be outside and you can record and get quality sound. Send it off for mixing. You just saved yourself some money.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's just all in the tenacity of you willing to do. What are you willing to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To get yourself where you need to go without waiting for the money to come or without waiting for the people to come. It starts with us first. What steps are you taking? What chances are you taking on yourself? You know what I'm saying? So I got over it all and was like, I'm just going to do it myself. I'm going to figure this out. And now I'm a self-engineer. I could do my own albums. I could do my own songs, you know what I'm saying, without the holdup of all of that other stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Appreciate all those people, But now I'm one of them.
Yeah. Like you said, no excuses. No in the beginning, excuses. You said no excuses.
None.
So, okay. You basically said that you've been in the studio with different people. When you get called out, you go to the studio.
Yes.
We need to get into you working with Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, man.
That is so awesome.
I love Kendrick. Shout out to Kendrick.
Yes. Tell us more about that experience. Yeah. That's how you actually won one of your Grammys working with the To Pimp a Butterfly.
Absolutely. So I was a security guard for 7 years at Sony Pictures Studio.
Oh, wow.
So I was singing, doing all kind of stuff, but also had my little permanent job, you know what I'm saying, that I was doing. To pay the rent, you know what I'm saying, consistently. So I got a call from my boy Dion. Shout out to Dion Friday. He used to be the drummer at my church growing up as a kid. So I've known this man for years. So I get a random call from him, not knowing what it is. And he's like, yo, sis, what's up? And I'm like, yo, what's up, Dion? He's like, what you doing? I was like, I just got off work. He was like, are you still singing? And I'm like, yeah. He was like, oh, okay. He's like, Kendrick need a singer.
Oh,
and I'm like, Kendrick? I had no idea who he's talking about. He was like, yeah, K-Dot. And I'm like,
hold on now.
And I'm like, okay. He was like, can you come? You think you can come through to the studio tonight? I was like, right now? He said, yeah. I got my security.
I'm
on the way. You know what I'm saying? I already was on the way home, so I meet them at the studio. Had to sign some paperwork. I walk in the room, and there's Kendrick Lamar.
Wow.
It's just him and me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? He's engineering the session. We had live instruments. It was such a beautiful experience, and we were working on All Right. I didn't know what it was going to be at the time, but just to be a part of that process, I'm just like, dang, this man is a genius, you know what I'm saying? So after that, we did that, headed out, get called to do his SNL performance, the 40-year anniversary. So they asked me to put together some background singers for that show. So I ended up doing that with him as well.
Yay.
And then after that, he called me into the studio to do I.
Okay.
So I did All Right and I Love Myself with him, which is how I'm a 5-time Grammy Award winning vocalist, because the album won and then both songs won twice.
That's amazing.
So that's how I'm a Grammy Award winning vocalist.
That's amazing.
So I'm on both of those songs. And I'm always grateful to him. So grateful. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow, God. Like, you just never know what one phone call will do and saying yes. Because I could have been like, oh, I'm tired. You know, but who's going to turn down a session for Kendrick Lamar? I didn't worry about the pay. I'm like, I didn't, you know, because I could have waited like, well, am I getting paid or am I getting this? Sometimes you talk yourself out of an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Versus just showing up.
Yeah.
And letting God do what he's gonna do, and then boom, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I did, and I have this title now, and I'm just like, wow, God, okay, here we are. Thank you.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so how was his personality? Like,
oh,
what
man.
Was the giving? You're good at reading people. She's
yeah.
Virgo. Like,
he's
what
super
was the giving?
Cool. He was super chill. He's very supportive. Even in rehearsals, when we were rehearsing for the show, the SNL show, he wanted us to sing. He's like, y'all sing. Don't hold back.
Right.
He's like, I don't want them to hear y'all. Like, sing. You know, they like gangsters. He had like gloves and shit around in the rehearsals. I'm like, but they all were gentlemen.
Yeah.
And the most kindest dudes. You know, and Kendrick is so laid back. He's from Compton. That's down the street from where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
neighbors.
That's family. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The LA people, we the most chill people. People complain about LA and the LA this, but it's not us. I'm like, where are you from?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Us? You meet people from LA? We cool.
You guys are so
cool.
I'm cool.
We welcome it.
You are.
So that's exactly how you are.
Wow. Okay, so this is Uncensored LA. So you got to meet, you got to work, you got to experience Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
I seen that you actually met Drake.
Yes.
Yes. How's that experience?
That is funny.
Because, you know, we know there is a little situation going on.
Oh,
but I need to know, what was the difference between the people? Do you think that that whole situation was industry, music plant? What do you think?
I really don't know. I thought it was fun, you know, because we hadn't had anything like that happen in so long. You know, I thought it was innocent, you know what I'm saying? Because they say this is hip-hop, you know, if you can't take it, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you can't take the heat out of the kitchen, right? But for Kendrick to do something like that, you know, I never would have thought anything like that would happen unless you really push some buttons.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, some buttons were really, really pushed for them to go here. And, you know, thank God it happened safely, you know what I'm saying? Each artist is cool, but I believe each artist is equally dope as heck. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they both stand their ground.
Yes.
You know, so it's not a one better than the other for me. It's a both, they're both great, and they both did what they needed to do, and now, so, you know what I'm saying? And one song is just, like, out of here, because that's a hit.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? So, he did that. Kendrick never fails, and neither does Drake, but, you know what I'm saying? They're on different levels. Yeah. But Drake was super cool. I used to sing background for Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
So that's how I met Drake. I used to be around Wayne, Drake, all of them all the time. You know what I'm saying? So that was my first time meeting him because we were sharing a bathroom backstage.
Wow.
So in our dressing room. So I was in the bathroom, but you have to slide the curtain that we were right behind to get in, and then it's the bathroom. So I had walked in, and I'm in there changing, you know, and I had just finished putting my stuff on. And the curtain slides open, and it's Drake.
No way.
And I said, whoa. He's no like, way. Oh, my bad. I was like, no, you good. Come on, I'm done. He was like, oh, okay. I was like, nigga, take a picture with you. So took a picture this whole time. So, like, he took a picture with me.
That's so funny. You're sharing a bathroom with Drake?
Right? And
wow.
I'm like, all right, look. We were just the background singers. It was me and my friend Keisha.
But still, you were part of the project.
And I just would always act like this, you know. Oh, shoot.
I'm Candace Wakefield.
Heck yeah, we all in here.
I love that. Okay, so let's get into some more questions just about, like, your upbringing.
Okay.
So do you have siblings? Mm-hmm. Tell us more about your upbringing. I know you said that you're from L.A.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about, you know, your personal life? Just so people can get to know you and who Candace Wakefield is.
Yeah, napping, sheesh. I am from Inglewood, California, born and raised. 8 Block, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, babe. I am the youngest of 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 3 boys, 3 girls.
Oh, my God.
I'm the youngest. recently lost my mother last year, so that's been pretty tough, you know. But I've been doing better with talking about it and, you know, kind of like public therapy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And it's been helping a lot of people on social media, I see, you know, with the stories they tell me and how it's helping them. But grew up with a beautiful, beautiful, loving family. So loving. Grew up in church. Of course, that's where it all started for me. In the church, singing in praise and worship, singing in the choir. Yes. I was dancing on the hip-hop team. Yes, I dance.
Okay. Period.
Okay, I was out here, but I was really into church, you know, so I started first as a gospel artist.
Wow.
That was what I was doing first, and wanted to honor God that way. That's all I knew also, you know what I'm saying? And then as I got older, I started to expand my thinking, and life started happening in different ways. I started to become a woman, honey. And I wanted to, you know, voice some different things, you know what I'm saying? So wasn't always approved of because the way I was raised. I was raised apostolic, very strict, didn't get my ears pierced. Until I was grown, I couldn't wear pants. I had to wear skirts my whole life. Until I just kind of rebelled. I was like, I'm over this. You know, and then I left that church and kind of like started to explore to find God elsewhere, you know, until I realized it's a spiritual thing. So that's what I'm about.
So your style, like, everything about you is just, like, so colorful and unique, and I love the cheetah, the nails. I was telling you, your nails look so fire. Like, get into the nails.
Come on.
Get into the nails. The nails are getting. So,
yes.
Like, where do you get your style from? Like, who inspires you? Is there any people that you, you know, look up to as far as fashion, or is this just you?
You know, honestly, no. I don't know with fashion because I never looked into fashion.
Okay.
You know? I've just always been very colorful. I think it just, I don't know if it matches my personality or what, but it's something that I naturally take to color. You know what I'm saying? I love animal prints. I love exploring. I love doing things against the grain.
And then
people be like, oh, that may not, but I could care less. If it makes me feel good and I feel like I look good, that's why I said I'm unapologetically myself. There was a time where I went back and forth with dressing more feminine because of how I was raised versus dressing comfortably. I don't consider this masculine. I consider it comfortable for me. You know what I'm saying? So I went through a battle with that because I was told, oh, you're going to hell. You're going to this. You know what I had? The craziest upbringing in that sense when it came to the religion. So I was always afraid to just be me. You know what I'm saying? So I liked the girly stuff. Then I was like, ugh, I don't really like it. My feet was hurting all the time. The heels, I'm like, I got big shoes. I got big feet. It's hard to find cute heels. I'm like,
that's me. Okay,
I'm like, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? So just finally getting to the place of being unapologetically myself, I find that people respect that more.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people wanting to do that. and looking at you for inspiration.
Yeah.
So that is who I am.
Yes. So as far as, you know, just, I feel like you go through so much. Mm-hmm. You have so many hardships, but you stay so positive and you share so much light to people. Mm-hmm. Like, what would be another outlet besides music that you have that you feel helps you cope with, you know, just the things that you're going through or you've been through?
Right now, it's me talking about it. I recently have been open on Instagram. If you watch my recent stories, I'm talking about the passing of my mother and all my different feelings and emotions I feel throughout the days as I haven't dealt with it. I've been trying to stay busy because I'm just like, no way. You know what I'm saying? And it's coming up on a year and it's just pressing on me. And I was feeling so much guilt and so much hurt and so much confusion and so much anger that I was just bottling all of this stuff in. You know what I'm saying? Feeling like I don't want to be a burden to people. Yeah. I don't want to always be crying when I'm out and all of this. So I'll have a moment where I might break down and I quickly get myself together. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm blocking this out. So what's been helping me, honestly, lately, a friend suggested it to talk about it. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know, and then one day I was just like, forget it. Like, just talk about it. And I posted it, and it's been helping so many people open up, and I'm getting so many DMs and texts off how it's helping them. So that's what I speak about when I say the gift that God gives you, you know what I'm saying, to encourage others. Give it, you know, do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
what
saying?
What was the courage that you know, because that is a very
praying
hard
about
topic.
It. I had to pray about it, and I'm like, it's time, because you're bottling all this in. You don't want to kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? And in my mind, I have had suicidal thoughts, all the above. So I wanted to be open about it, you know, in a sense of just a cry out, you know, but also a help to you all as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you're not alone. Those people who are going through the same thing and that comfort that you're getting, I'm getting that comfort knowing that you have that. You know what I'm saying? It helps me to want to stay here, you know, and fight and keep pushing and don't give up on my dreams and on my goals. Because my mother wouldn't want me to.
That's amazing. I'm like, I want to tear up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're here today. We're so thankful. Like, it's Virgo season.
Yes,
this is your time. Your mom is so proud. Like, you're doing it right now, okay?
Thank you.
So, let's get into this challenge. So, we
okay.
always do a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We always do a challenge for the Uncensored LA.
Okay.
So basically, you have 60 seconds to spill the tea. Spill the tea. Uncensored,
okay?
60 seconds. So we have our little hourglass here. And I'm going to flip it, and you can just let it out. Just spill it. Like, whatever you feel comfortable with doing, but we would really love to know something that people don't know about Candace, or
okay.
something that you wouldn't share to the world. What you're sharing.
Oh, I wouldn't. Oh.
You know?
Well, what the heck?
It's uncensored.
Well, I mean, what if it's not nothing bad? I have nothing bad.
Whatever you like. It doesn't have to be
okay,
bad. It
okay.
could be a fun fact. It could be, you know, a talent that people just don't know about you. You have 60 seconds starting right now.
So I got a new song coming out. Exclusive here. You guys are first to hear. Fly free. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? And just everything that I've been through, I feel like my mom was a part of helping me write this song. You know, and I've just been, you know, praying to God, asking him to make me more vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? To talk about different things, to be able to encourage me and to others. Because God always encourages me through my music, you know, and things that I write. So I'm like, okay. He's like, now give it to the world. You know what I'm saying? So I have a song called Fly Free. I have been so nervous to post about it, but I'm like, whatever. Fly Free. It'll be out September 13th.
Yay!
Come on, you know what I'm saying? And I can't wait for you guys to hear. Fly free. Spread your wings. Don't be afraid to fall. Cause you will get through it all. Just fly free. So much liberty, yeah. Don't be afraid to fall, yeah. You will get through it all. That's fly free.
Oh, my gosh. I need that now. That was so good. I was actually going to ask you, like, are you going to make a song or are you going to have projects specifically for your mom? But I love that. She just announced that, guys. September 13th.
Yes.
Make sure you guys are ready.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Yes.
Exclusive.
Okay. So I have one more uncensored question.
Okay.
So you've been in the industry for a very long time.
Yes.
Has there been any... Juicy parties that you've been to.
Juicy parties.
Juicy parties.
I don't know what goes on, you know what I'm saying, all those parties, but I haven't seen any of the juicy parts.
Okay.
I've been to the Diddy parties, all those type of parties, and those type of parties they're always really fun, you know what I'm saying? I never said anything crazy or disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? Aside, like, those gonna be adults, you know what I'm saying? So, and I've never seen anything crazy like that, but I did always have a good time when I was there. But it's unfortunate, all the stuff that's happening, but everybody's gonna have their time. Watch what you do in the dark, because it will come to light, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm saying, you know, but yeah, no juicy parties now.
No juicy parties?
No, like, juicy in the sense of, like,
uncensored.
Nah.
Uncensored. I'm like, shoot. You've lived in LA your entire life. So much stuff goes on. I'm not from LA, I'm constantly, you know, seeing different things.
I'll be out of there before them hours. Yeah, I'm like, act bad hours, I'll be like, all right, I'm gone.
It's time to go.
Literally.
So do you have any advice for the viewers or, you know, people that want to fulfill their dreams in becoming an artist or, you know, a singer?
Yes, absolutely. What I keep telling myself every day, don't look at somebody else's timing as yours, okay? It is not yours. Just because you're close to these people or you feel like you know these people, you feel like because they made it, you're supposed to make it. That's not how it works. You know what I'm saying? But you cheer those people on. You celebrate those people. You know what I'm saying? You keep doing what it is that you need to do. Anytime that we get distracted, it slows us down.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you're distracted, you stop working, you stop doing what it is that you need to do to get to the goal. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay to be discouraged and all these different things, but try to work through that discouragement. Let that motivate you to keep going, knowing that your timing is actually here and it's on the way. As long as you keep that faith active, you'll be good. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So what do you do if you do, like, how do you maneuver your way from being, like, because I know sometimes I can get distracted and it takes over.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not get distracted?
Well, I mean, not saying don't get distracted. If you do, don't stay there.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody holding down your head telling you to be distracted. That's your mind. You have to have power over your mind, power over your thoughts. You guiding that. Enemy is there. You believe in enemy, rebuke it.
Yeah.
You have to push through that. You know what I'm saying? It's a choice. Battle of the mind is the hardest. You know what I'm saying? So half the time we fighting ourselves.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? So once you realize that, then you're like, all right, girl, you tripping. You really blocking your own self right now. I'm sad, whatever, but I'm going to fight. I'm going to push through the sadness. Be sad, cool, but still go.
Amen.
You know, be distracted, cool, but still go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you could be texting and be distracted. I could be right here, right now, with this interview texting my ex, like, but you blah, 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 which half the time is what's going on in your mind, something else. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still pushing through.
Yeah.
I'm still getting through. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a practice. What are you willing to do to get to where you need to go?
Yeah.
It's all on you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Candace, you're amazing. Like, I'm sitting next to you, just the light, the love, the star. I'm so just, you accomplished so many things, but I'm so excited to just watch your journey and, like, you just seeing you continue your journey. And I feel like this is Virgo season.
Let's go.
Like, this is your time. Like, it's always been your time, but this is your time.
Amen.
Like, the light is shining on you right
now. Let's go.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
We actually have a little gift for you as well.
Come on, what we got?
We have a little gift for you.
What we got?
For your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you want to open it now or later.
Should I? Because I'm going to end up opening
it. It's up to you.
I'm opening it.
It's up to you.
We're going
to
open it right now.
Let's do that.
And it's my bag.
Yes!
Come on, let's go. Come on, what we got? Uh-oh, sorry. What we got? We got something big in 24. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on.
Yes.
And you know, they gave me, I love y'all so much, because y'all gave me my Beyonce ticket, and I had the biggest blast of my life.
Period.
I was all over that arena. Like, I was supposed to be in certain seats. I'm like, I'm over here. I'm over here. I was. Yeah.
And your birthday is coming up.
Yeah, September 14th.
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's go. I appreciate y'all.
No problem. We appreciate you for being here. Our first episode of Uncensored LA.
Oh, the first.
The first. What? The first.
I'm going down
the
history. Let's go.
Yes. So thank you so much for coming. Where can they find you if they don't already follow you on social media?
Super. SUPASTARC. superstarseed.com as well. I do vocal lessons as well. I'm a vocal coach, you know. I'm out here helping folk, cultivating artists, you know what I'm saying, into a better path way with how they're singing and how they're breathing. I do that as well. I do lessons online. I do songwriting lessons as well. So I just do my best to give back in the knowledge that I've been able to obtain through the years. So superstarseed.com and superstarseed on Instagram and everywhere else. That's where you can find your girl. And my music, please, September 13th, Fly Free will be yours. Pre-orders are up now. I'm going to post it on Instagram. Fly Free, spread your wings. Don't be afraid to fall because you will get through it. God bless y'all.
Yes! Thank you guys so much for watching. Stay tuned.
Candace, we love you. I love y'all. Thank you. Let's go. Got a crush on you. Got a crush on you. Crush on it. Got a crush on you. Got a crush on you. Crush on it. Got a crush on you.